Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Dr. Nigel Sean Matthews is Director of Telehealth at the UNC Adams School of Dentistry. In this special edition of Focus Carolina, he explains the role teledentistry plays in helping North Carolinians during the COVID-19 pandemic. The teledentistry virtual oral healthcare helpline that Dr. Matthews and his team created is a dental treatment service that, for the time being, treats only emergency cases.
When you call the line, the patient, first of all, will get through to someone who we call a triager or scheduler, and they consist of a fantastic group of patient care coordinators throughout our school, all of whom have quite a strong clinical background, so they know a lot about dental matters and dental emergencies as well. And those triagers will then ask the patients various questions according to protocols that we've set up. The first question they ask the patient is about their level of exposure to COVID-19 virus. In the same way that if you went into the hospital, they'd ask you about things like foreign travel, do you have a fever, do you feel unwell, that kind of thing. So the patients ask those questions up front. The patient is then asked specific questions that relate to whether or not their complaint constitutes a true dental emergency. And a true dental emergency is defined by guidelines that have been created by the American Dental Association, the ADA. So they then read down the script. And if the patient does seem to fit the bill of having a true dental emergency, and the triager deems that it's best that that patient is then passed on to one of our on-call dental providers at our school, they will then pass the call on to the on-call dental provider, who can then engage in a telephone conversation with that patient and offer the patient advice as to what they should be doing next. If the dental provider, on discussion with the patient, feels that they would benefit from actually physically seeing the patient, that is, across an audiovisual link like Zoom or FaceTime, then the dental provider can ask the triager who passed the patient on to them to set up a Zoom conference call link to link the patient and the on-call dental provider, and they can then see each other and have both an audio and a visual conference call. And that's how they're then managed. If the dental provider then determines that that patient does have an emergency whereby they should be physically seen, then they are scheduled and invited to come into the urgent care clinic at the School of Dentistry.
Dr. Matthews says the oral healthcare helpline accommodates patients who do not speak fluent English, and for all patients, define an urgent need wherever they are calling from.
Spanish is obviously the most common second language spoken, certainly in our school and in the state. And we have an excellent Spanish interpreter who's on the staff at the Adams School of Dentistry. If the patient does speak Spanish, when the triager links the patient to the on-call provider for a discussion as to the patient's problem and to the patient's needs, then they can also send that same Zoom conference call link to our Spanish interpreter, and she can then also be a part of the discussion and translate on behalf of the patient. When the provider asks the patient's questions, she's there to translate in an official manner and to make sure that the whole flow of the conversation, the consultation, goes well. If Spanish is not the second language and there's some other less commonly spoken language, like, for example, Arabic, then there's also an over-the-phone interpretation service, an OPI, which we can also get involved in the same discussion. If the problem is so severe that it looks as if the patient's needs are best met by going to the nearest emergency department, they, again, are given advice to that effect. We also have a fantastic resource, a large database of practices all over North Carolina that we have details of, that we can provide patients with. If they happen to be calling from the other side of the state, they can go and see a provider or go to a local dental community clinic or an FQHC, which is a federally qualified health center, nearer to where they live, which is open and treating emergency cases.
You can contact the Oral Healthcare Helpline at 919-537-3088. You can also learn more online at the UNC Adams School of Dentistry page at unc.edu.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.